Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Libby Phillips of Spruce Pine Main Street.
Some activities are coming up pretty soon, so I figured since it turned out to be a sunny afternoon, I would stop by the park and see what was going on.
Yes, we are gearing up for our park events and spring events for this coming year. So that is literally right around the corner. The first thing we'll have will be our spring cleanup.
And when's that going to be?
That's going to be on April 4th. We usually do that 2 weeks before the Fire on the Mountain to get the town sort of spruced up and landscaped a little bit. So that's a public event. We are always looking for volunteers to come out and help with that. Usually have quite a few come out that day, so that will kick off our downtown events, and then we'll roll right on through with movies and concerts and all that good stuff.
You're going to be having the concert series again this year, and the everybody loves the outdoor movies.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. We partner with Greenlee School second graders, and they choose the movies. We try to show those all in July just because we have a really good turnout of local people that come that are here in town for July. We'll have those posted soon. We're going to have those choices hopefully by the 1st of March, and then we'll put those on our website. And then we'll roll right into our concerts, too. We've got a lot going on.
So tell me about the concert series.
Okay, we've changed up the concert series a little bit to try to gain more attendance for those. We used to have those on the first Fridays, and this year we're going to be offering those on Saturday nights from 7 to 9.
Okay.
So we've changed the date and we've changed the time, and hopefully that won't compete with any football or other events that are happening in town, and it'll be a little bit later, so hopefully we'll have a better turnout for those. We do have half of those already booked, and we're waiting to book one more, and then we'll push those out. But we're going to start that with a headliner. The first concert will actually be June 20th, which is a Saturday night, and that's going to be Nikki Talley out of Asheville. She is an absolute amazing performer. We're really excited to have her and kick off with her.
Okay, and of course, that program, the reason it works so well is because you have a lot of really good merchants in the area who help you sponsor that.
Yes, that's the only way we're able to do that. We offer a concert sponsorship series every year, and that all depends on what we get in and what we can provide. So we couldn't do it without our local support for our sponsorships, our merchants, and each year we were able to offer more and more for the community for free.
And the concerts and the movies and all that are free. And when we get a little bit closer and you get that list solid, you know, a little bit more solid, we'll mention them on the radio so we can thank them. We can remember to thank them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So now, you mentioned Fire on the Mountain. It's maybe the last weekend?
It is. It's always, always the last Saturday in April. We expect a really big crowd this year. We've got our master blacksmith is Elizabeth Brim, which is a local blacksmith. I'm sure everybody's heard of her.
I'll tell you, I've heard a lot of people that's excited that she's going to be doing that gig.
Yeah, it's been a long time since she's been a part in that capacity. So the local community is just really, really, really geared up for the festival. And she obviously has a lot of fans and a lot of friends. So we expect a big crowd this year.
Okay, and it'll probably run pretty much like what it's been the last few years. You always come in with something new and spectacular, so I can't wait.
Yeah, we've added a couple additional things. We've added a couple more demonstrations. We've got a youth forge off this year, which is the first time we've had that. We've had the adult for the last couple years, but we're going to do a youth one also. So we continue to add pieces to that puzzle. It gets better every year.
Okay, and then, of course, during the course of the rest of the spring and the summer, you'll have all sorts of other things going on. What would be a good place for folks to find out what you got going on?
Well, there's multiple places. We have a menu board in the visitor center downtown that has the calendar of events. We'll have those obviously listed on our Facebook pages, social media pages, and we are getting ready to roll out a new tourism website for Spruce Pine in the next couple weeks. That's going to basically just list events. It'll have festivals. It'll have activities in the community within the whole 28777 code. So you'll see notifications on that pretty soon. I think next week is when we're going to do the official rollout for that.
Okay, well, let us know, and we'll let folks know about it.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another fun spring, so we're looking forward to spring and summer, all sorts of good things. And in the meantime, the park is here. It's a little chilly, but it's a pretty day today.
It's beautiful out today, and hopefully the snow will just keep moving on out, and because we're ready. We're ready to clean up and get spring rolling, get the flowers blooming, and the music playing.
All right, Libby, thank you for taking a minute to talk to me.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you to our guest today, Libby Phillips of Spruce Pine Main Street. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.